5-4.
Good evening. This is a special call meeting of the Oak Ridge Board of Education. Our purpose tonight is to hold a public forum and to have first reading for the adoption of the budget. Governor Lee has extended an executive order that addresses meetings of governing bodies to include school boards. The Oak Ridge Board of Education is meeting under the provisions of this specific executive order. Therefore, the Oak Ridge Board of Education is meeting electronically tonight, May the 13th at 5:30 p.m. The meeting is available on the to the public on local channel 15, and it will also be live streamed on YouTube. With that being said, I will call the meeting to order. And Ms. Lammerhurt, would you please call the roll?
Mr. Phil Auer?
Here.
Ms. McClain? Here. Ms. Eagle?
Here.
Mr. Stevens?
Here.
Ms. Webb?
Here.
Thank you. Let the record show that all board members are present. Next is the public forum. The public has had the opportunity to submit questions about the budget to me prior to this meeting. The deadline was yesterday at 5 p.m. As of yesterday, I received no questions for the public forum, so the public forum is completed, and we will move on to items for action. And one item is the approval of the FY21 budget on first reading. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the adoption of the FY21 budget.
You've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. McClain. Comments, Dr. Borchers, or others in attendance?
Yeah, just very briefly, if people have been following along, we started this process a long time ago, but formally this month on May 4th, we had our joint presentation to the board and city council, followed that up the following Monday on May 11th with our line by line, and here we are May 13th with our first reading and scheduled for second reading next Monday, May 18th. And again, I just want to thank Pat and the team that probably have been working for 6-7 months on this budget, and then COVID-19 got thrown in there and a lot of things changed. So somewhat of a bare bones budget with some additions, but I think we have a good final product here.
Questions or comments? I think it's important to note, and we have reviewed this, we have approved this, and have moved forward. Ms. McClain asked a question at the budget presentation in reference to the raises. Dr. Borchers, you sent us some information. We appreciate that. This will be an unusual year as we take action with the proposal that we've adopted from Lean Frog to make some adjustments in our financial situations with staffing. As you pointed out, some will be getting 1%, some will be getting more, no one will be getting less. But this is an adjustment period reflective on our staffing issues to bring some people in line to where they need to be. Something has been needed for a long period of time. So this will get adjusted, and in the coming years, things will be a little bit more normal, as normal can be in that picture. So any questions about that from the board or anything else?
I think you make a very good point, and I think it's also very important, especially for the general public and the council, to understand all that other work to align the pay ladders and scales. The overhaul of that whole process has all been accomplished during the past year or years. And when you only say there's a 1% increase, I think something else has to go in there to give them a much better picture of all that is encompassed in the total budget and rework of the pay ladders and all those kinds of things, so that they get a little bit better understanding than typically that little snippet.
Right. Thank you. That's appreciate you saying that. Any other comments on any aspects of the budget? Questions about the budget?
Just one comment that there has been news in several of the state newspapers about school systems having to make huge cuts to their budgets. And I think we are fortunate that while this may be a bare bones budget, we're not slashing programs. We are not getting rid of people. We're giving a smaller raise than we would like to, but we are preserving what we have, and I think that's important for Oak Ridgers to understand.
Yeah, great point. Thank you for saying that. Anyone else? All right then, hearing no one else, the motion on the floor is approval of the adoption of the FY21 budget on first reading. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. With that being said, that concludes the action for tonight. Dr. Borchers, any additional comments?
No, just a big thank you again to staff and all the work they've done. And as to the comments that were made, you know, this is about 2 years in the work in the working. So this is a big deal for us, and will definitely help our district moving forward.
Any other comments from any of the other administrative staff that's with us tonight? Hearing none, we are adjourned, and everyone have a safe weekend. A lot of opportunities, it looks like, to be outside and get some great sunshine and some warm weather, we hope. So take advantage of that, and we'll see everybody again next Monday. Thank you for watching, and we are officially adjourned.
All right.